Today we're going to tell the very interesting story of a man named Felix Beauchelieu Brazil of Roane County, Tennessee. Hello folks, I'm Steve Gilley, along with Rod Mullins, and this is another one of the stories of Appalachia.
Wow, I hear this name. Some people might not recognize this name, but I definitely think of the Robert Duvall movie and what they did with that movie. And I don't want to give a whole lot of it away or anything, but, you know, to me, everything in that movie kind of is encapsulated about this man's life, what we're getting ready to talk about. And it was so, it's so fun, but also it's so dead serious, you know, about the whole thing. It's like we reach a point of where, you know, there's a finality, there's a culmination of life, and we are not going to be able to enjoy it because we're going to be dead. But, you know, to be able to see something like this before you go, wow, what a concept.
Well, he had a unique way of looking at the world.
Yeah, he did.
One of the things involves what we're going to talk about today. Now, Felix Brazil was probably Roane County's most famous son. In fact, as Rod said, he actually had a movie made about his life with Robert Duvall playing his part. Just what did Mr. Brazil do that warranted a Hollywood movie about his life, you might be asking? Well, folks, he attended his own funeral. That's what. But let's go back and start at the beginning, why don't we? Now, Bush, or Uncle Bush, as he was also called, was a hermit who lived alone in the mountains of East Tennessee. He was born during the Civil War in 1864, and his grandfather and father had both been prominent attorneys in the area, along with a few of his cousins who had law careers as well. One of them, by the way, even married a Vanderbilt, but not Bush Brazil, for he kept time to a different drummer.
Well, Uncle Bush was your stereotypical idea of the hillbilly. He had a long, thick beard. He wore bibbed overalls, dipped snuff, and was a crack shot with a rifle from all the time protecting his chickens from foxes and other kinds of predators. Being alone, he had no real friends and never married, telling folks, well, quote, the ones I wanted I couldn't have, and the ones I could have had I didn't want, end quote. In fact, his best friend and companion was his mule, which he named appropriately enough Mule. Bush claimed to be able to talk to Mule in his own special way, which was probably true since he managed to teach the animal quite a few tricks while using him to plow, skid logs, and pull up stumps. In fact, word about Mule spread and folks started to come around Uncle Bush's place and ask for, well, a little show of Mule's tricks and everything that he could do, which Uncle Bush would happily give them.
Other than these mule shows, Bush generally kept to himself, and as a result, rumors began to spread around the man. It was said that Uncle Bush had killed a man, that he would shoot anyone who came about his place, and that he was just plumb crazy. But you see, Uncle Bush didn't do any of those things. The rumors that were going around bothered him so much that he figured out a unique way to do something about it. In 1937, Bush approached Frank Quinn, who was the owner of a local funeral home, with a unique idea probably borrowed from the book Tom Sawyer. You see, Bush wanted to go ahead and have his funeral now, while he was alive, so he could hear what all the people were saying about him, rather than miss it when he was, well, you know, deceased. Mr. Quinn had some reservations about the idea, but after talking it over with Uncle Bush and studying on it for a while, he finally agreed to the idea and set the Brazil funeral for the spring of the following year. As the day for Uncle Bush's funeral approached, local papers began to report about it, including the Knoxville News Sentinel. When that paper carried the story, it caught the attention of the national press, with the AP running the story. Pretty soon, a cute little local oddity became national headlines, much to Frank Quinn's surprise.
Well, on Friday, June 26th, folks began coming from far and wide to the little community of Cave Creek near Kingston in Roane County, Tennessee, to attend the funeral of Felix Brazil at the Cave Creek Missionary Baptist Church. They kept coming and kept coming and still kept coming to the point where there were between 8,000 and 10,000 people in attendance at Uncle Bush's funeral. Folks came from such places as Louisiana, Missouri, Alabama. Someone Bush had met and befriended in his past, the Reverend Charles Jackson, had driven to preach the funeral from, of all places, Paris, Illinois, over 500 miles to the northwest. Mr. Quinn soon realized the church couldn't hold all of those folks, so he moved the services outside onto the grounds.
Well, Bush Brazil was also a master craftsman and woodworker, having spent his life alone in the hills working with the wood that grew on his land. So he made himself a coffin out of black walnut he cut and milled himself. Rumors began to grow that Mule himself was going to lead the funeral procession, hauling Bush inside that fine walnut coffin. But that was just a rumor. Uncle Bush actually rode in the front seat of the hearse with Frank Quinn, and Mule stayed at home. A Knoxville men's clothing store had donated a very fine funeral suit to Bush, which he wore, of course. At the graveside, Uncle Bush sat directly in front of his homemade coffin and listened to several groups singing songs, including Uncle Bush's personal request, "On Jordan's Stormy Banks I Stand." There were also eulogies in honor of Bush Brazil, along with the singing, and as always, when events like this happen, there were people trying to make a buck. For example, one fellow was charging people to park on his property, making about $300 in the process. Some other folks actually set up a hot dog stand. I mean, Rod, after all, people have to eat, right?
Yeah, people have to eat and everything. You know, this is one of those spectator events you got to be able to cash in on, at least. Well, at least that's the way they saw it. But after the service was over, Uncle Bush stayed and signed autographs for the crowd, taking several hours to do so. Of course, Bush couldn't write, so his autograph was just nothing but a great big X. In the aftermath of the funeral, Bush was a much sought-after celebrity. He was interviewed by radio stations, newspapers, magazines, including the big one at the time, Life magazine. He was also asked to throw out the first ball at the Loudon-Harriman baseball game. And Uncle Bush was the guest in New York of none other than Robert Ripley, who profiled him in a Believe It or Not sketch. Bush enjoyed the trip, but did add, quote, "To be honest, their vittles weren't worth a darn," end quote.
Well, 5 years later, on February the 9th, 1943, Felix Bushalu Brazil died peacefully at his home at the age of 79. A simple short service was held at his request. After all, he had all the hoopla he wanted back in 38. He was buried in that walnut coffin at the Cave Creek Missionary Baptist Church Cemetery, where he rests today.
Well, I remember seeing the movie with Robert Duvall, and it's a hoot. I just like it. It's just a funny movie, but you know, it's got that seriousness about it too, because it's one of those things of where you kind of wonder who's going to show up at your funeral. Mm-hmm. Who's going to be there? Who's not going to be there? Who can you go and give a hard time to if they're not going to be at your funeral, you know, per se. But Robert Duvall did some wonderful acting in that movie. And I mean, it was just as great as you could possibly get. That's probably one of the best roles I remember him for, at least in one of the movies. I think he did another movie, I think, with Farrah Fawcett at one time. I think it was The Apostle or something like that. Yeah. That was a really good movie. But, you know, still, this tells a story in and of itself.
Well, he bears a resemblance to Uncle Bush, to be honest with you.
Yeah,
I've seen some old pictures of him, and with a beard, Robert Duvall really looks quite like him. Very striking resemblance there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is an interesting story, and I know we've been telling a bunch of hermit stories lately. This is just the latest one that we're putting up here, but it's a very good story. It's a very uplifting story, to be honest with you. The story of a man who arranged his own funeral then attended while he was alive, which is, folks, another bit of the history of this place we call home. Thanks for listening. Be sure to subscribe to the Stories Podcast to keep our stories coming to your podcast app. Until next we meet, y'all take care. So long, everybody.